Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Two Chicks podcast. But today, it's only one chick. Ew. Anyways, just Dixie here today. Have a lot of things to talk about. A lot of things have been going on. Hold on. Oh my god, that's so bad. I'm so sorry. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Two Chicks podcast. But today, it's only one chick. Ew. Anyways, just Dixie here today. Have a lot of things to talk about. A lot of things have been going on. I have a lot of things to talk about. It's kind of scary being in the room alone. But anyways, I also have a lot of music that I've been working on recently. I honestly don't remember the last time I've been on the podcast just because I've been all over the place. But I've been writing and performing and a lot of fun things that I'm excited for everyone to see. I'm just picking which songs are going to be next, and I'm excited because I think people are finally starting to see the growth of what I'm doing, which is cool. And yeah, so I'm excited for that. I got pretty good feedback from the live performance I did, so I guess I'll do that again or something. I don't know. I also accidentally leaked a song on live yesterday, and I didn't even realize. And I don't actually even know if I'm releasing it, but I was just humming it, and then I started singing it and didn't even realize. But it's a good song. Having good feedback for once is actually really nice. It makes me want to keep going. I usually am a very pessimistic person, just because I rather be negative and then not get my feelings hurt. But I'm starting to be more positive, and it's actually like working because I feel like I am. Since I'm giving out the positive vibes, I'm receiving positive vibes. But a lot of these things that are coming out, like the live performances and the new songs, I've been working on for months. So I'm super excited about it. And it's going to be fun.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So, last week I recorded 6 episodes of my show that I have on YouTube, the Dixie D'Amelio Show, the show I created myself, and I'm still only working on it with myself and my team, but I'm super excited because it is insane. We have a crazy set. We are doing segments. It is a lot more fun and a lot more professional. Some of the first guests are me, Charlie, Noah, 24K Golden, Dave Portnoy, and Hailey Bieber. And it was so fun. I've honestly never had more fun working, just because I was able to really connect with these people and have a normal conversation, but it's going to be fun. And I also did some fun segments and games and a lot of things that are going to be really interesting to watch, I think. But that's coming out soon. I took a lot of pictures from the weekend, a lot of things, a lot of content. So I'm super excited for that. I don't want to spoil everything about the show, but there is a special surprise guest in Noah's episode. Reason I got canceled, my guy, my favorite person, the chef will be there. And I did not puke in front of him this time. But it's a really funny episode. I'm super excited because I just want it to be real. I want people to see me with the people I love and interact with. But it's also people you might not know I interact with. They're just all really fun. And I also don't want to just do my friends. I want to do people I don't particularly have a relationship with, like Dave Portnoy. We've had a good back and forth, that guy and I. I think we're besties now. I'm a Dave Portnoy stan, and we both learned each other's last name, so it's real. But honestly, I don't know when all the episodes are going to come out and what the order they're going to come out in, because I just don't know what I want to see first. And so you might not see a video for like 6 weeks, but I don't know which one. All right. I'm very awkward doing this alone. I can literally see Alexa looking at me through the glass outside, and I feel like she's interacting with me, but I'm going to bring her in here because I need to have a conversation with someone. Come on in here, Alexa.
I'm here, guys.
Alexa's my assistant.
I'm back on the pod. You guys might know me from my episode with Charlie. Now I'm with Dix.
Oh, God. Okay, wait. So we started this episode off with a burp. And I know that's really gross, but let me give you a little story about natural gases and why I burp. So when I was younger, like really young, like elementary school or middle school, I had a lot of like gas bubbles in my stomach and I just wouldn't like release them at all. And then I ended up in the hospital for like 2 days and I had to drink that yellow lemonade CAT scan fluid or whatever. And it was really bad. Ugh. And they're like, oh, just because you're not burping. And I'm like, so now
I'm scared to burp.
No, I just like didn't. It like took too long that I had so many gas bubbles in my stomach and it was so painful. So now I always burp.
That's why she burps all the time.
And I don't hold in my sneezes because I'm scared.
Anyways.
So Alexa came and she was on the set of the show.
Yes. Which was really fun.
It was fun. I think that was like the most exciting.
After a lot of photo shoots and long days, both girls get, what does your mom always say? Your battery? Their social battery gets very drained. And after Dixie's show, we had 2 full days of filming, like from 8 a.m. Dixie had to be on set and she was not late. And we wrapped at 8 p.m. the last night, but the day before it was a full day too. After, she was like, I'm not even tired. I can do it again. That was fun. She was not even upset.
I think because of the segments, it helped me keep going because the segments were so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. I think people are going to love the one with Dave.
I think so too.
Because it's real.
Dave is so funny.
Yeah, Dave was so funny. And I knew him from the pizza segment from before, but he was just, your conversation was so good because he's genuinely just like intrigued about the whole world of TikTok.
And I feel like getting to know someone who is on the outside and looks at me and is like, can kind of tell me, that was embarrassing. And
I'm like, he's like so real, but like a lot of people who would come on would never be like, say half the stuff that he said. So I think it's going to be, people are going to love that one. Everyone's gonna love every episode, honestly.
I love Golden's episode just because we were friends. We've been friends for a minute, but
I feel like people don't know that you're friends
because I don't put my friendships online at all.
No, it's good, but I think it's what you were saying, like people that you interact with and people might know that you don't interact or don't know that you interact with them. It's gonna be interesting to see.
I want to do an episode with like a bunch of my high school friends.
You should. You definitely.
And
wait, so how long are you like, explain how long you're, like, how many episodes, like...
We're going to film 8 episodes a month, and we only film 2 days a month. So four episodes, and then the next month.
Yeah. I think we're already scheduled.
Yeah. I think next month I want Ian Dior, Kid Laroi, which I talked to them both. They want to do it. I want to do Nylea.
You literally could get like anyone on the
show. I want to do Josh. I feel like Josh would be
fun. That'd be good.
Okay, so Ian Dior, Kid Laroi.
Nylea,
Josh. I want Addison on again.
Yeah.
Addison and I have been hanging out like almost every day.
Well, you live in this. I don't think people know that you live in the same.
Yeah. People are like, oh my God, they're in the same bathroom. I'm like, because we live
in the same building, guys.
Okay.
It's pretty convenient.
And then I talked to some other huge people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like,
Yeah.
She's filming a movie right now, so I don't know.
Guys, it's going to be big.
Beep is filming a movie right now. And then there's someone else who's, like, insane. Oh, I want to get Cody Ko on it so bad.
Well, he said yes.
He said yes, but I'm like, I'm so scared.
Why? He's like a personality. He'll be so funny on it.
I know.
Was like Dave. Like, Dave, we were like, you were a little nervous because, not really, you actually weren't nervous.
I was shaking.
I know, but like, you weren't nervous about what. I feel like you were nervous about what he was going to say because it was like,
yeah.
It was just weird to like have him there because it was such a build up.
He was a lot shorter than I thought.
He's a little short.
I just feel like
David.
Everyone on the internet is smaller than you think.
Yeah.
Like
Haley is, wait, she also said she was 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
But when I was looking at her, I thought she was like 5'4". Like in person.
She was taller than I was. But like,
I wasn't like.
She does look small. But
she's just tiny.
I met Justin before and he was tiny. And I just like, you imagine these
well,
huge.
We know that I know he's short.
Well, yeah. She's a Justin stan.
No.
She's in love. Anyways. Like.
Yeah, people look a lot. It's so weird seeing them in person. I've never seen Golden before.
But I feel like he matches what I would think on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Everyone thinks. Either people are like, oh my God, you're so much taller than I thought, or you're so much shorter than I thought. Yeah. I feel like Charlie, they always are like, oh, you're short. And Addison, too.
How tall is Addison?
I think her and Charlie are the same height.
Like 5'3"?
Yeah.
I feel like Addison, I've met Addison, though, but I feel like she's taller than 5'.
She just has tall energy.
Yeah, she's
tall. Do I have tall energy?
Yeah. You are tall, though. Not tall, but you're not short.
Yeah. There's so many people I met, I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's weird seeing celebrities and influencers in person and being like, you look
different.
So tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Okay, well, what did you do this weekend?
I went to...
You didn't even tell me about it.
It was fun. It was really fun. We had a great weekend. Noah and I celebrated our 6 month in Malibu.
Ooh.
We went to, like, this hotel and did, like, a spa weekend. And it was super nice. Noah just hates not doing anything.
I know. And you love not doing
anything. I love, like, relaxing. Like, we needed
a You
massage.
Needed it.
Like,
yeah.
Massages, facials. Like, it was so fun.
She went
like,
straight from filming the show to Malibu. Like, literally drove from the show to Malibu.
To Malibu. And we got there at, like, 11.
Yeah,
but Noah was like, let's go do something. Like, do what? We're at a spa hotel. Like, what are we going to do?
How was the spa?
It was nice. The facial was really nice. We, they had cows at the place.
Aww.
And they said you can't touch them. But I said hi. And then it hissed
Aww.
At me.
Oh.
Yeah. So scary.
But you said the massage was long.
The massage was really long.
I hate long massages.
And they used, have you ever used a dry brush?
Yeah. And it hurts.
I thought my legs were bleeding.
Really, because it's really good for you. It like gets,
that's what my mom said,
like lymphatic
but it hurts
drainage.
So, it
yeah.
hurt so bad. I was like, what is happening?
Okay, well, that's nice. Did Noah like it? He was complaining about being sore and how he was nervous.
Yeah, it was fine. Like, we had fun together. I think we just have separate interests.
Yeah, you just wanted to chill.
Like, honestly, I would love to go dirt biking and four-wheeling and all that. But it's just like, where are we going to do
that? You also need the energy. Like, you needed that, like, resting. Mm-hmm.
But we also, we went to like, we drove because we were in Malibu. So we went to like the shopping center and went shopping.
Yeah.
So it was fun. We spent some good quality time together. But we're with each other every day.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
But it's nice that you were in Malibu. You guys love Malibu.
And it's so close. It's literally like 20 minutes.
I know.
So I wanted to talk about something. I actually wrote something down.
Hmm.
In my head, but I'm going to try to remember where
you wrote
I saw
it down in your head.
Yeah.
So you didn't write it down.
Like, I had something I had to say, and I know it was a place on my phone that reminded me of it, but I just need to find that place.
Okay.
Like goes, I go, if you like.
Oh.
Anyways.
Are you leaking another song?
Yeah. That's the song I leaked on live, and it's really good. It's like super scary.
It's really scary.
I'm terrified.
All right, what else? We got some photo shoots coming up this week.
Oh yeah, a huge photo shoot. I can't even tell you, but we have something huge coming very soon. It's insane. Like,
you guys will know in May.
Yeah.
It's actually so, I think it is in May. Yeah, in May. It's actually very exciting.
No, I'm super excited for it. I hate that we aren't allowed to talk about it, but we've been working on this for so long, and it's coming out, and it's not, like, it's cool.
It's not basic, I'd say.
It's not basic, but it's also not, like, oh, they're, like,
it's something.
It's a collab, can I say that?
Is it a collab, though? It's not. It's literally you guys.
Own thing.
Yeah.
Underneath
something else, yes.
It's cool.
With some help from this other thing. It's so cool. It's going to be so fun.
It's probably the thing I'm most excited for because this is like what I wanted to do.
And like to promote and like show everyone. Mm-hmm. You guys were like, it's going to be so easy to promote because it's yours and you're going to like to do it. So exciting!
So we have a fitting for the photo shoot today, and then I'm going to the recording studio tonight, and then tomorrow we have the shoot all day, and then Wednesday we have the shoot all day. Thursday...
lots of filming.
I have a...
long day.
Virtual Zoom thing, and then filming from 11:30 to 1, and then a FaceTime.
I'm scared of Dixie reading her calendar right now.
I've been having a problem recently of, like... my For You page on TikTok is all, like, medical diagnoses, and I literally stress in bed and research every single TikTok I see, and I'm like, oh my god, I have this. I'm like, this is me. And then I think I just need to... I was diagnosed with ADHD a long time ago, and I don't think I have it. I swear. Wow. I think it's just bad anxiety, because...
that's true.
I think my anxiety comes off as ADHD, but I don't think I have ADHD.
I don't know about that.
I swear.
I don't know about that. From a work perspective, you guys very much are like, but it could be your anxiety. I don't know. Because maybe you're thinking about a lot of other things in your head. But I can guarantee, I can tell you, you definitely have anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's also diagnosed for her.
I think I have high functioning anxiety. That's why. Yeah. That was one of the TikToks I saw. TikTok, which I don't want to self-diagnose myself. Music, Charlie.
See, this is ADHD. We didn't even finish the conversation.
Yeah, it's just I go so fast.
Let me think.
I've been having issues with starting projects and not finishing them, and then I freak out.
Yeah.
Like, I was organizing my makeup, and then I realized there was too much makeup on the floor, so I just left it on the floor.
Yeah, you can't do that. You just gotta keep going. You can take a break, but if you take a break, then you won't
do it. I'm never going back to it.
Yeah. You'll learn. Well, what about working out?
Working out is... like, it's fun. I just want to play a sport. I'm getting Noah a field hockey stick, and we're gonna go play together.
Well, that's good.
I would love to go dirt biking. I just don't know where. I feel like you have to drive so far.
I'm sure, like, Tommy or someone would know.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't want to do it for a video. Like, you just want to do it for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Palm Springs and did... we rode Can-Ams and stuff, which was really fun. But, like, I want to go faster and up hills. I did sand duning in Vegas like 2 years ago, and that was really fun.
Sand duning is really fun.
But it's scary.
On ATV? Really? You think it's scary?
It's super dangerous because like the sand could fall.
I went ATVing once in Mexico on like rocks. Like it was a huge ATV tour. It was like rocks everywhere. Like you were in a jungle. And my boyfriend at the time, my ex-boyfriend, he flipped his thing over onto, like, we were on, like, solid ground, like, rocks, and his ATV flipped over, and everyone in the group was like, okay, it was so embarrassing. But that was scary.
Yeah, it can be scary, but it's also, like, it's so thrilling.
But sand is soft.
All right, I think that's...
Yeah,
we kind of killed that. All right, guys, I think that's it.
Thanks for tuning in to Two Chicks.
Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all. I really just genuinely love you. I love you. I love you. Have a great day. Woo. Tell your podcast friends. Listen to a podcast. Send them a podcast. Listen to this podcast again. Maybe you missed something.
Send them another one.
Send them another fun one.
They're fun. Podcasts are fun. Thanks
like,
for
subscribe.
Watching.
Thanks for listening.
We out.